Soil is a living entity. A handful of soil has 5 to 7 billion organisms in it. We have to keep it alive for it to, you know, make all the life. Every life that you see, whether it's a plant, tree, animal, bird, you and me, all of us are from the soil.
That's so true. That's where we get the wood from. You know, you're so right about that. You know, that's so true.
Everything.
Just so the soil is a major part of us.
Yeah. I mean, there's nothing we've got from somewhere else, everything is from this earth. We're asking everybody, people who have any kind of following, to for 100 days just to talk about soil and the significance of soil.
That would be sad, like a great thing to spread around. Who's your favorite player?
Right now?
You're taking… you should be like, it's Chris Gayle.
Namaskaram, good morning to you.
Pleasant morning to you as well, you know.
Wonderful.
It's a pleasure to meet you virtually.
So, Chris, this moment, I think you've heard about it already, probably you've seen the video.
And yes, I have.
Essentially, see, this is something that's been so neglected. For example, I met many of the environment ministers from various countries after the COP26, and they're telling me, 1 week they were in Glasgow in this international meet, and they did not hear the word soil. Unfortunately, all the climate change initiatives or the whole movement is being driven by activists who only want to knock the industry because it spills money. But nobody wants to attend to the real problem, where nearly 36 to 40% of the global warming is happening because of bad agricultural practices. Very easily this can be turned around, and it'll be very beneficial for the farmer. We changed the river policy in India in 2017 through a rally called Rally for Rivers. And now we are active in one particular river basin called Kaveri River Basin. You've been in Bangalore, so, you know…
One of my favorite cities, yeah.
I'm from Mysore. I don't know if you've been to Mysore.
No, I've never been to Mysore, no.
Mysore is a close-by city to Bangalore. It's a cultural city, very close to Bangalore.
No, I've never been there. And yeah. I love Bangalore so much, you know. That's one of my second home, pretty much.
I'm from that state, Karnataka.
Yeah? Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know Karnataka. Anil Kumble and Rahul Dravid.
Yes, those guys.
Yeah. but about your initiative, you know.
Yeah, it's a great gesture. This is covering, you know, like 83,000 square kilometers of land and 5.2 million farmers in this region. The goal is to plant about 2.42 billion trees in the next 12 years' time. That is going on wonderfully well. Right now, about 125,000 farmers have been benefiting from this. We've converted them into a certain soil regenerative practices, including tree-based agriculture. Their incomes have all gone up anywhere between 300 to 800% in a matter of 5 to 7 years. So this is essentially an economic plan which will have significant ecological impact. And every responsible scientist in the world is pointing out that by 2045, we will be producing 40% less food and our population will be 9.2 billion. That's not a world in which anybody wants to live, nor do we want to leave our children in that kind of world. And UN agencies are predicting by 2035, there will be a massive number of civil wars, especially in African nations and other third world countries, because of food shortages. This will begin to happen from 2035. There are many measures they are taking right now, but this is not considering that we can turn the soil around. All we are asking for is very simple. Agricultural soil should have 3 to 6% organic content, so that soil is alive. Soil is a living entity. A handful of soil has 5 to 7 billion organisms in it. We have to keep it alive for it to, you know, make all the life. Every life that you see, whether it's a plant, tree, animal, bird, you and me, all of us are from the soil. Everything that we hold, including your cricket bat, is from the soil.
That's so true. That's where we get the wood from, you know. You're so right about that, you know. That's so true.
Everything.
So the soil is a major part of us.
Yeah. I mean, there's nothing we've got from somewhere else. Everything is from this earth. There is nothing else we have here whether the clothes we wear, the food that we eat and our lives, our homes, everything is from the earth and soil. So, turning this around is a simple process, it's just that it needs a committed and determined approach. Governments are not doing it simply because the democratic processes are always choosing governments for 4 to 5 years term. They would like to do things within that span. Nobody wants to invest in a long-term engagement, something that will take 20 years of time, they are not interested most of the time. And above all, I have spoken to many world leaders and many of them want to do it, but there is no people support. People have not thought long-term. Everybody is thinking of day-to-day kind of requirements. So this is an attempt to get about 3.5 billion people to speak. See, in a democratic country, there are two most important things that we have, the vote and the voice of the people. This is the most important thing. So we want 60% of the world's electorate to speak. From March 21st, we are asking everybody, people who have any kind of following, to for 100 days just to talk about soil. They don't have to support a particular movement, they just have to talk about soil and the significance of soil. So if this happens, we are preparing a soil document, hundreds of ways in which you can regenerate soil, depending upon the region, the latitudinal position, the economic conditions of a given country, and also the cultural, I know, agricultural traditions that may have. Considering all this, there are hundreds of ways where it can be done. So we are not talking about any one way of doing it. We are not, fundamentally, this is not against anybody, that's the most important thing. This is not against fertilizer factories, this is not against pesticide, this is not against insecticide, no. It is farmer's prerogative how much of it he wants to use. Using these things is not the problem. Excessive usage is the problem right now. And excessive usage has come simply because of the depletion of soil that's happened. This can be turned around right now. We are, we are writing to all the political parties, over 730 political parties in the world. All of them, we are sending letters which are being hand-delivered. And to all the heads of state and Caribbean, of course, I'm coming there to personally meet them.
I can't wait for you to come to visit the Caribbean. I'm really looking forward to that, you know. So I'm really looking forward to hosting you, especially in my hometown, Jamaica. I know you have the other Caribbeans to visit as well. You know, but, you know, I definitely want to be there when you arrive in Jamaica, to be honest with you, and meet our Prime Minister. So I'm really looking forward to that.
So don't miss the ball, man. You got to hit it for a six, huh?
Oh, you know what? I'm the six hitter, so I'll never miss.
So I think these Bangladeshi, very crafty spinners will give you enough practice before you come back in March.
You know what? They're giving me a little bit of trouble here, you know, so I might have to keep a bit of a high opener, you know, for them, you know, but, you know, it's their condition. You know, the universe boss will come of age. pertaining to something you mentioned about the soil, you know, spreading awareness. You know, we, like a sportsman, we have the platform, you know, social media is big and it's huge. That 4-minute video I watched earlier, you know, about the soil. If you can have something like that where everyone can share on their platform, you know, that would be like a great thing to spread around. It will go viral as well, you know, to spread awareness.
From March 1st, the real campaign will begin. Every day we will be releasing at least one, most probably three to five short videos will be being released on most of the days for these 100 days. So we will give you access to that and you can post it whichever way you want.
Okay, yeah, fair enough, yeah. That's fine with me.
So I'm 65, but I'm riding this 30,000 kilometers.
You're 65?
Yes.
You're a young man. And I see you're riding from the UK to India.
Yep.
Wow, you know, I never actually ride a bike before. If I could, I could join you on one of the legs. I'll sit on the back. Is that okay?
You can. When I come to India, the last part we are doing about 14 cities we are doing in India, from Delhi down to Kaveri. So one of those legs, if you want, you can ride with me.
Yeah, that would be nice. That would be nice. Absolutely, I'll look into that and see the dates when you're gonna, you know, you're gonna be doing that.
From June 5th onwards, I will be in India. From June 5th to 21st, I'm riding in India.
Okay. When it start? When it starting the one in the UK?
This is on 21st of March. Is the
21st of March?
Yeah. Okay. It is the equinox day, and it also happens to be the World Forest Day. June 5th, when we reach India, it is the World Environment Day. So we are having an event with the Prime Minister, and it also happens to be 75 years of India's freedom. So okay. I'm also carrying that flag of India 75 with me.
Wow, you're the hero. Sadhguru is the hero. Yeah, man, this is going to be amazing. I'm sure when this is all finished, you know, it's going to be, you know, something eye-opener for the world, you know, to see such thing. So I'm really looking forward to that.
That is the first thing that we want to change the narrative in the world towards soil. And all these 192 countries, we are giving this soil document, which they can make use of in whichever way they want. And post that for smaller countries like Caribbean countries also, we will be setting up a probably 25 to 30 member committee, which will, if they need assistance on how to regenerate soil, we will handhold them with scientific knowledge and everything. We are setting up a body like that.
Okay, okay, that's good. That's brilliant, brilliant stuff, man.
And all the UN agencies are working with us. We are partners with UNCCD, which is the Agency for Combating Desertification, and also UNEP, and also World Food Program. All of them are partnering with us. So, full scientific force is with us.
Okay. The trees you mentioned you're going to be planting, is it only going to be pretty much in India, or it's a global thing?
See, this is... I'm also part of the Trillion Tree Campaign, the world... World Economic Forum. But what we are doing in Kaveri is important because we want to create a large-scale sample as to how wonderfully it can be done. We've been doing this for over 23, 24 years now. And the way the farmers' lives have changed, we want to demonstrate this. We will be making a presentation or a documentary about it, so that worldwide farmers can take it up, not as saving the world, but as an economic plan, that it is good for them. Because I don't believe in going to a poor farmer and telling him, save the planet, when the city people are consuming everything that they're consuming. So the only way is to present it as an economic plan for the well-being of the farmer, which will naturally result in ecological well-being also.
Okay, good man, you have it all covered. you have it all covered, man. It's going to be a nice documentary for sure. Absolutely. It's going to be something nice and special. Can I ask you something separate from the soil?
Yeah. Anything.
Who's your favorite? Which team is your favorite IPL team?
Of course, the Chennai team, huh? Because I'm in Tamil Nadu, I have to...
Defending champion, Chennai Super Kings, MS Dhoni.
You know, like last time the KKR team was in the finals, and they called me and said, Sadhguru, you must bless our team. I said, who is playing against you? They said, Chennai. I said, see, this is one thing I can't do.
Well, so, yeah, you have to sit that one out to say, sorry, you guys, you're on your own with this one. China is my team, so there's no way I can send blessings to you, KKR. Yeah. But, you know, yeah, China is the team, and the number one team, definitely, in the IPL, you know? Courtesy.
Dhoni has made the difference.
Yeah.
Now he's acting in a movie or something. He's a full-on acting. Yeah? Yes.
Well, he's a star, man. Dhoni's a star. So, he's a movie star. Well, I'm sure he will pull it off, whatever he put his hand and turn gold.
Yes.
Yeah, but he's a super. So tell me something now. Chennai Super King, your favorite IPL team. So who's your favorite cricketer now? Who's your favorite player?
Right now?
Yes, right
now. No. You mean to say current players or all time?
All right, current player. But I would love both answers. Yeah, but I'd love both answers. But I'll say current and overall.
Oh, among the current players... Well, if Virat Kohli is there,
you're taking it. You should be like, it's Chris Gayle. It shouldn't be like looking left and right. It should be Mr. Gayle. This guy's right in front of you.
You, I don't see you as a cricketer. I see you as a, you know, warrior. Because the cricket bat looks so small, like a sword in your hand. It doesn't look like a bat.
Yeah. That's why I used to use the bat, it's called Spartan. We used to use that phrase or that saying, you know, it's a warrior, you know, so I'm a warrior. So you're spot on pretty much. Yeah, you're spot on with what you said. You're spot on with what you said, you know. You know, but overall, you know, I'm sure you have seen, you know, a lot of players.
Overall means my all-time favorite is definitely Vivian Richards.
Yeah, Sir Viv, you know, the master, blaster.
I don't think anybody played like him. Really.
yeah. We've well loved the legend. He's superb, you know, fantastic. And he's part of India as well, as you know.
Yes, you know, I know that.
yeah, he's part of India as well. So that's good, man. But that's a good name. It's a good name to pick. Good name to actually, yeah, you know, have in a corner as well.
Because we watched you know, today's players. I'm not watching them so closely. Here and there, I see a little bit. I don't have the time to do that. At that time, those days, Clive Lloyd, Richards, we watched every ball, okay? So
you had a liking for West Indies then? You have a liking for West Indies team?
Yeah.
In the 70s time, and the 80s?
Yeah, at that time, Indian team was terrorized by you guys.
Those three
W's.
Wrong quarrel weeks. Yeah, I remember them.
Breaking the wickets with the bowling. Breaking the wickets.
Joel Garner, Michael holding those fast bowlers, you know?
Yeah. Andy Roberts.
That was amazing, man. I guess we owned the game that particular, you know, era.
Those 20 years, I think the Caribbean teams really owned the cricket for sure.
Yeah, that's true, man. We have some great, amazing legends, you know, within the sport, outside of West Indies as well. So it's really good.
I think.
I'm glad you got it.
Now, present teams in the last 20 years, probably the West Indian problem has been that these countries have kind of grown apart. They're not really playing together, probably as a team at home, which is showing off in the international games. I don't know what's the reality, but I thought so looking at that. Because there are great players, but still they don't win because there is no cohesion.
That's true. Once you're not unified, you know, you're always going to struggle. It doesn't matter, you know, which talent you have in your team, it's always going to be a problem, you know. So once everyone is not on the same level, it's always going to be difficult to win games. It doesn't matter how star-studded your team is, but you keep it simple, like a team like New Zealand, not so star-studded team names, but they always, in big events, they make it to the finals of an ICC event. So they're always up there, you know, because they have something.
They play together, you know?
They play together. Yeah. And I think maybe that's part of your culture as well. So that kind of, you know, show it within their game. So which I always admire, what I always admire about them. I really admire that about New Zealand from ever since. Since Stephen Fleming was a captain, you know, back then.
Yeah.
Good team. The
World Cup, they had such an unfortunate situation. I was there for that match.
Yeah. I mean, they had the same unfortunate situation in the UK as well in the 50 over.
I was there for that match also.
So you've been to the finals then?
Yes.
That's good, man. You know, Leech is still in.
I've been so sports oriented at one time when I was young, but last 30 plus years, I had not attended a single sporting event. So in the last 3 years, I made up, I did the World Cup football in Moscow. I did the, you know, what is this? The World Cup, Cricket World Cup in UK. I did the Wimbledon, I did the US Open, and one more thing I did. I did the Formula One twice and…
Yeah, which one of the Formula One you went to?
I went to Baku.
Baku? I've never been to that one.
Oh, it's a nice place. It's in Azerbaijan. And that turned out to be one of the most exciting races where Lewis Hamilton crashed out on the corner. I was standing right there next to the corner and he overbraked and it just crashed out.
Oh, wow. I went to the last one in Abu Dhabi. That was an amazing, amazing one. Mm. You know, he was leading up until the last lap.
No, then, the thing is, it is almost like for the last 5 years, it's become like it's just Mercedes and Mercedes, nobody else can win. But yeah. Baku was exciting because the other teams came up, the Honda teams caught up.
Yeah, it was, I mean, it's good for the sport. You know, Red Bull won it. Won it last year, so this year is going to be interesting again. So it should be something good to watch again. I'm looking forward to it. I'm really looking forward to it. Mm-hmm. But have you ever been to the Caribbean before?
This is the first time I'm coming, really.
Okay, well,
if you find me a good if you find me a good golf course, I may come every year.
You know what? I'm gonna practice my golf swing. I haven't tried golf really and truly.
I don't think they've made a ball for you.
Are you a good golfer?
All right, I play okay.
You're pretty decent.
I play 8, 9, 10 in that range.
Well, I have a lot of catching up to do. So hopefully one day I'll see you on the golf course. I mean, a lot of cricketers play golf, but I don't play golf. I never really tried it. I'm always sleeping in the morning. Sleep too much. So I'll start putting in some practice now, you know, see if I can catch up to your standard.
So that's good. I can beat you on something. I can't beat you in cricket, though.
Well, we have to try first, you know. You can't say it yet, you know. We never know on the day. Any given day, things can change.
No, but if you hit a six in golf, it's called out of bounds.
Out of bounds? And that means I have to start over again.
Yes, and then you lose points for that.
Oh, wow. No, definitely need to practice then. Definitely need some practice for that for sure, you know. So I'll catch you on the golf course as well. So I'm looking forward to that as well.
Let's do that, Chris, and all the best for you in Bangladesh. Do well there. And
appreciate it.
You're not all the best.
But Chris. I really am truly happy to meet you.
Yes, wonderful
and
meeting
and talk
you.
To you as well. It's amazing.
We'll catch
I'm
up
really
in
looking
Caribbean.
Forward to yeah, looking forward to see you in person for sure.
Thank you very much.
And thanks for your time, man. I appreciate it. God bless you, man.
Thank you very much.